Trump team hits Apprentice film with cease and desist letter. I'm Bill Newman. This is the Civil Liberties Minute, and under that headline, this story. The docudrama, The Apprentice, which just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival, depicts Trump during the 1970s and 80s. Trump's lawyer accused the filmmaker of creating a concoction of political lies that defame the former president and constitute election interference. Part of Trump's defamation claim involves the allegation that Trump sexually assaulted his first wife, Ivana, an allegation Trump has denied. Ivana Trump made that allegation, but later recanted it, saying she felt violated, but nothing criminal occurred. Some of Trump's legal hurdles? Movies are protected by the First Amendment, and statements about public figures are not libelous unless a falsehood is published with knowledge that it's false or with reckless disregard for whether it's true or not, what the law calls actual malice. That's an intentionally high standard established by the Supreme Court 60 years ago in a case where supporters of Martin Luther King placed an ad in the New York Times criticizing the Montgomery, Alabama police for their treatment of civil rights protesters. A free press depends on creators of content being free to report on the powerful without fear of lawsuits and bankruptcy. A lower standard would chill freedom of the press and constitute a threat to all of us. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.